This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. A contingent of New York City landlords and real estate brokers are promising to give low-income renters a fairer shake. Earlier this month, the watchdog group Housing Rights Initiative, or HRI, announced a proposed court settlement with 23 landlords and real estate brokers, including some of the biggest names in the industry. In a 2021 federal lawsuit, the landlords were accused of routinely turning away apartment applicants who get government help paying their rent. HRI argued it's a violation of laws that bar so-called source of income discrimination. Joining us to discuss the settlement is attorney Matthew Handley of the law firm Handley, Farah & Anderson, who's representing HRI in the ongoing litigation. Hi, Matthew. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you.
Before we talk about the settlement, would you tell us how this case came about?
Sure. So Housing Rights Initiative is a nonprofit organization that focuses on preserving and maintaining access to affordable housing. And it has historically done that by educating tenants about their rights. But it realized in the last several years that all of the gains that it was making were really jeopardized by the fact that it didn't matter if rents were stabilized at affordable rates. There were a lot of landlords throughout the city who were nonetheless refusing to accept vouchers, even though the voucher would have covered the rates.
Who relies on these housing vouchers? I mean, how many prospective tenants are we talking about? And really, what's the impact of being turned away?
So currently, over 100,000 families in New York City rely on the voucher program. It's the largest rental assistance program administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And that, coupled with the fact that there are tens of thousands of individuals sleeping each night in the city's homeless shelter system, almost 100,000 children who have lived in shelters or doubled up in apartments with family or friends, and the pandemic making that situation even more dire. Vouchers are a path by which, you know, New York and the federal government has offered subsidized housing to these low-income families in the private rental market.
So what are the terms of the settlement?
The key terms are, number one, the brokers who are settling have agreed to pay a higher commission for renting apartments to voucher holders than they otherwise would pay their agents who are renting to non-voucher holders. Before this, they often would say that it was too much of an administrative burden or they didn't want to have to deal with it. But this is a way for agents to see a financial benefit to themselves if they actually place a voucher holder in an apartment. They're going to train their staff up on how voucher holders work. They're committing to non-discrimination policies, including removing minimum income requirements for voucher holders. And they're agreeing to ensure that their advertising does not contain language that discriminates.
Now, wouldn't big fines have the same impact on compliance? Do watchdogs need better tools to keep landlords and brokers in line? And we should also note that another 60-plus defendants are still in the case.
That's correct, and we intend to hold those other 60-plus defendants accountable. And hitting them in the pocketbook certainly does have a deterrent effect on bad behavior also. To your question about whether or not we have adequate tools, The law has been changed in recent years to help protect tenants better by adding the source of income protections into the state law and stepping up enforcement by public agencies. And I think the key now is making sure that both private and public entities are actually using these tools that we've been provided.
Now, the defendants, they are sophisticated parties. Certainly, they know what they can and can't do. Why does this keep happening?
That's an excellent question, and I think that there are a variety of reasons why. On one end of the spectrum, I think there are landlords and brokers who do harbor prejudiced beliefs about whether or not these are desirable people to have living in their buildings. I think there's also a belief by many that there are administrative burdens that are associated with trying to accept vouchers. And I think a large part of it is just plain ignorance, that they have not educated themselves and have not been required to educate themselves about what the Housing Choice Voucher Program is and what the law requires them to do when Housing Choice Voucher holders apply to them.
Matthew Handley is an attorney with Handley, Farah & Anderson. Matthew, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
WNYC reached out to Compass, one of the biggest defendants in the case, which also includes such notables as Century 21 and Corcoran. A Compass spokesman referred us to a joint statement put out with HRI. It said the agreement will reinforce Compass's policies and practices in New York and its commitment to ensuring voucher holders don't face discrimination.